Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Is hiding money or like a fund from your partner considered cheating still?
I mean, I think it's a bit of financial infidelity. I don't necessarily financial think it's wrong.
Infidelity. When said like that, it sounds very, very concrete.
It's very Dr. Phil. Like,
no, but that makes sense. Yeah.
I remember back in the day, my aunts used to all say that they were keeping a kitty stored away.
Sure.
Yeah. And they were slowly saving money, kind of siphoning money here and there to build up an amount. And they were usually saving for something nice for the family.
Sure.
You know, a vacation or whatever it was. But I do remember that term being thrown around a lot as a kid. And they would always kind of whisper it to each other, you know, around a drink in the living room. Oh, I'm saving up a kitty to go to Hawaii.
The text line is 104536. And I'd like you to text because I was talking to one of my guys the other day and he told me that he discovered that his partner had some money that he didn't know about. Now, he didn't bring it up to her. He hasn't even really told her yet. But he's trying to figure out how to feel about it. He's like, wait a second. I didn't know you had some secret money just kind of hidden, like a little stash. If I knew we were doing that, I would have done the same. He didn't bring it up because he doesn't want to start a conflict out of thin air. But he's trying to decide how to feel about it. Is anyone listening hiding a specific amount of money from their partner? Let us know how much money. And why?
That's the reason why.
But, well, you know, because it's like, what are you planning a divorce? I mean, listen, we just talked about prenups, and that's one thing. Uh-huh. You know, two people come together in the presence of lawyers, and they make an agreement. But is one person planning this ultimate like blow up of the relationship that the other one doesn't know about, or maybe it could be some other reason? I don't know. But why are you hiding the money, and how much money is it? Text to 104536. And by the way, we would never say who you are because We can't see your name, but I'd love to know.
Yeah, I'm curious about that because I think a lot of people, well, I think finances equal independence, and I think being independent and coming together in a relationship is important. But I also know that money is a big power struggle and a leading cause of divorce.
So since we're all in like relationship situations where, you know, people, money, things are cohabitating, how much, like, what's your rule with money with your significant other? How are you guys dividing the funds?
Well, I mean, I think with us, like, we've come together a bit later in life, so we're all pretty established in our own financial worlds.
Yeah.
So we're still figuring out how we're going to come together on big purchases, houses, all those things, because we have our own at the
moment. So the discussion we've had is similar to yours, where we said what we're going to do is just take, like, an account, and we're going to, you know, kind of fork out a budget and say, all right, this is the budget. This is our contribution to the budget. It goes into this account that we both have access to for the sole purpose of just, you know, the bills.
Life.
And then everything else on the side is, you know, your own thing, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Caitlin, is that your situation?
Now, we got together quite a bit younger, so everything we have and have ever had is shared. So our accounts and everything is entirely shared. It's like a full transparency situation.
Wow.
So our online banking is completely visible to each other. Every transaction, every credit card, every single thing we see that each other does. Presumably, I can say that if I discovered that Kyle had a secret account, and I would be a little ticked. I wouldn't like that. It wouldn't sit well with me at all.
You're a divorce lawyer or judge's nightmare. Because that is incredibly hard to uncouple. Like, that financial configuration is very, very tough.
The intention is not to have to do that.
Good call. Very good call.
But, I mean, I think with Caitlin specifically, because you did get together earlier in life, I think that's a big deal. Text coming in. I want saved... 18?
Yes, I once.
I once. Okay, there we go. Texting.
Voice text.
I once saved $18,000. Wow, from my wife and paid off her car when that was the balance. Oh. My wife also saved up money and bought me a brand new Jeep, which was over $35,000. I love these people. I want to be in a thruple with them.
Who are these people?
Can you guys adopt me? Who are they?
Who are you?
Wow, I have an allowance every week that is separate from bills and everything else and whatever I save from that I always spend on my wife. This is beautiful.
Where are these couples coming from? We have people here sneaking pizzas with each other. Like, you guys are buying cars?
I love that. But that's very, to be sneaky and loving, that's a talent.
It's Chum 104.5's Breakfast Battle. Let the battle round begin.
Minus 12, Friday, 1st of March. The first Breakfast Battle of March. How about that?
And I'm going to win it.
I'm going to write that down. Just so I could do a recap at the end of this thing, so we make sure that she was correct. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm just currently trying to find an edge of the highway I can pull over.
Oh, yes. Pull over, girl. Because we're going to win. So you've got to pull over for that.
All right. According to Meredith.
In a car.
According to Meredith, who's in for Maryland right now, you are on the winning team, according to Meredith.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
I think it's so. I think we're right.
But let's see if she's right or if this is fake news. Let's see if Samantha's there. Hey, Samantha, what's up?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning. Are you already pulled over and ready to go?
I am. I'm in the parking lot at my workplace, so I'm ready for this.
All right. She's ready for action. According to Meredith, we're on the losing team.
No.
Samantha, it's so nice to meet you, but
Thank you.
Let's do Team Jamar first, just to give Nicole a few extra seconds to pull over.
Good idea.
Okay. Yeah. Safety first.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
So, you know how this thing goes. We have the 10 questions. Today's topic is modes of transportation. You're battling this breakfast morning for a bicycle.
You are a Bianchi bicycle. Beautiful, beautiful. And also Toronto International Bicycle Show tickets.
All right, let's get it started. Caitlin Green, please bring us in.
Okay, Team Samantha and Jamar, get ready. Samantha, your 30 seconds starts now.
Samantha, this takes off from a runway. An underground transit vehicle.
Subway.
You ride this on a golf course.
Golf cart.
Two-wheeled vehicle that you pedal.
Bicycle.
This has rotor blades and lifts off vertically.
Pass.
Moving stairs that are common in malls.
Escalator.
You paddle this on a lake?
Paddle, canoe.
You ride this when you travel with the Via?
Train.
You don't want to get stuck in one when the power goes out?
Sorry, say that again?
You don't want to get stuck in one when
elevator.
The power goes out? Thank you.
Oh. Oh. Good save.
So, Samantha, you got 8. The rotor blades that lifts off vertically, that is a helicopter.
Oh, geez.
Head to the chopper.
The chopper. Thank you, Arnold. Where'd he come from? You ready, Meredith?
Yeah, after absolutely.
30 seconds for Meredith. Caitlin, bring him in.
Nicole, are you in a safe place?
I absolutely am.
Excellent.
Hey, Nicole.
Your 30 seconds starts now. Most of us drive these to work.
Cars.
Astronauts ride in these.
Space shuttle.
A Harley is what type of vehicle?
Motorcycle.
An 18-wheeler that carries large loads on the highway.
Truck.
An electric above-ground train that the TTC uses.
Via rail. No, pass, sorry.
Tourists ride a double-decker what?
Bus.
Paul Blart Mall Cop used what strange type of vehicle?
Segway.
You ride giant waves on this.
Sea-Doo.
This is a one-wheeled vehicle.
Oh, no, pass.
Oh, really? Do you really want to pass?
You really want to pass that last one?
It's done. Hey, the done music is on.
No. Yeah.
The done music is on. What are you talking about? What's the score, please?
Nicole, you got 7.
Oh, no.
Meredith, show us fake news. I have on a piece of paper, Samantha. Meredith is the winning team. Where did I get that from?
We lost it on a unicycle.
Well, let's add another wheel to that and get Samantha hooked up. What does she win?
She is winning a Bianchi bicycle and tickets to the Toronto International Bicycle Show. That is coming up this weekend. It's the world's largest consumer bicycle show, the Better Living Center, bicycleshowtoronto.com for more info.
Fantabulous. Hey, you were a great player, Nicole. Thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Want to definitely double back to forks up, forks down with dishwasher. Can someone please remind me who's in the lead right now? When we pack our dishwasher, are our forks sticking up or sticking down?
There's a lot of up.
There's a lot of up
coming back at us, especially in text. I don't know, but I think most people go down. Oh, gosh.
That's the new drinking.
We already got a text saying Meredith is pervy.
I know. I keep stepping into that. But, yeah, put forks down.
Forks
yeah.
down? Okay, so I Googled it. And from what I'm reading, according to Google, which knows everything worldwide, Google says, and this is GE says, that handles up to protect hands. Spoon handles down if there's an unusually large load of silverware or utensils in the basket. Otherwise, spoon handles up also. But they're yielding to safety, so they're saying forks down.
It's kind of interesting because a lot of the makers of these products are actually also in debate.
Right.
Because Kenmore wants up.
But I think up too.
Now, the ultimate way to settle every debate in life is a Twitter poll.
You want to do it?
So, okay.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
It's true.
All right, at Chum1045 on Twitter. Once and for all, we're going to duke it out. Dishwasher Nation! Forks up or forks down. All you do is get on Twitter and just make a vote. What I don't want is ravioli on a fork. That's supposed to be clean.
No.
Happened the other day. It was quite disgusting. E-Talk Entertainment Update. Lainey's in the house. Hey, Lainey, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Lainey.
And your entertainment update is brought to you by IKEA. The IKEA bathroom event's on now. Get 15% off bathroom furniture, sinks, and faucets until March 4th. Let's talk.
Okay.
Happy Jonas Day.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned this because I'm sure you guys have heard the song and seen the video that features Priyanka, Sophie, and Danielle, who are all married or engaged to the Jonas Brothers. So Priyanka looks great in the video. She and Nick are the most recent married couple. I guess Sophie and Joe got engaged before Nick and Priyanka got engaged and married. Anyway, but it's interesting because, you know, Meghan Markle did not go to Priyanka and Nick's wedding. Priyanka went to Meghan's wedding in May, but Meghan was not at Priyanka's wedding. They're obviously friends.
Okay.
And so there are now tabloid reports, rumors that they're not friends anymore because Priyanka is mad. She's saying her friendship is over with Meghan because she didn't make it to her wedding. And she wants Meghan to apologize before she'll be friends with her again.
Wow.
I'm not sure I buy this. Personally, like, I think everybody, especially celebrity lives, they can understand, like, this lady is a princess now and she was pregnant. Like,
yeah.
What a heavy statement. She's a princess now and she's really a princess,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, pregnant princess.
She is. Yeah. And also, the wedding was so extra and it was like a week long or like it kept going on and on and on. And it's just that level of exposure is not. Anyway, I'm not sure I buy this story, but I do buy that. The reason why people are picking up on it is because weddings cause so much drama in real life.
Yeah.
Like, if your best friend didn't come to your wedding, then I'm not going to her wedding. And, you know, and I think that's because I think this happens in real life a lot.
Yeah, it makes it super relatable.
People not going to other people's weddings.
And then drama coming out of
it.
And that
it
friend
feels like
gossip.
Everyone's like, I believe it because it happened to me. And you're like,
that's right.
You're not Meghan Markle.
Or not a Priyanka.
That's right, right.
Yeah. But they want to be.
Yeah.
And I, this is never ending. I'm going to call it scripted drama. The Kardashian-Jenner situation with the whole Jordan Woods and, she, you know, with Khloe and Tristan. Now there's another twist. So on Wednesday, Travis Scott, who's on tour, flew back home to surprise Kylie and their baby Stormy. And I guess they were having like nice family time. During the family time, an argument erupts between Kylie and Travis because allegedly she, quote, discovered evidence that he was cheating on her.
Wow.
To the point where he had to cancel his show last night in Buffalo because he couldn't leave LA. Now, his reps are saying it was because he was sick. They're saying, no, he canceled the show due to illness. It's been rescheduled for March 10th. But everybody is suspicious. Why did Travis cancel a show? This guy's so hardcore. He loves touring. He loves performing. His reps are saying he's sick, that there's no fight, no cheating, but everybody is suspecting that there might be another cheating Kardashian-Jenner situation.
Wait, let's really think about that for a second. Is that argument worthy of like, hey, no show tonight. I'm not making this flight. I got to stay home and handle it. Like, couldn't they like talk about that after the show?
Well,
that's a big deal. That's a very big deal.
True. And so that's why his team is like, no, he's sick.
Okay.
But anyway, this is that family. Anything is possible. Nothing is possible.
What do you believe?
I believe that Kylie has had a really rough 2-3 weeks. Her best friend betrayed her and cheated on her sister's husband or baby father.
Like, I'm like, so
I mean,
confused.
So,
yeah,
by
all
exactly.
Of it.
And poor Kylie's caught in the middle. She had to kick her best friend out of her house. I mean, this is someone she's been hanging out with since high school. So I would not be surprised if Kylie's a little bit aggressively sensitive right now. And
yeah.
I think that's a possibility.
Allowed.
I also think it's a possibility that young Travis Scott, a young star, cheats on his, not exactly impossible either. So again, anything is possible and nothing is possible.
Well, I'll tell you what's very likely. They're going to have a very bad weekend. Jordan going on Jada's Red Table tonight.
Yep.
So it's going to be a weekend extravaganza.
Also
the
likely
Kardashians.
People tuning into this next season of the Kardashians in some way, shape, or form.
That's why I called it scripted programming.
And that there is the answer. Lainey. Thank you, Lainey.
Thank you
so much. E-Talk 7 p.m. CTV. As always, Lainey, one of the best. Good morning. This is Chum 104.5, the Marilyn Dennis and Jamar Show. Meredith Shaw getting ready to experience something unlike anything else. It's a front row experience for Ellen DeGeneres. Watch her wild out when we get her on the phone.
I cannot wait for this moment. Talk about anticipation. That's what this is.
Name? Lauren. Lauren, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Okay, now the entire GTA is listening for you to mess this up.
No pressure, girl. No pressure.
No pressure.
You can do it, Lauren.
The lines are filled, so it's all on you right now to make or break this for yourself.
All right.
Okay. Five words were given, starting at 7:15. They all spell the name Ellen, but we need the words themselves. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what those five words are?
All right. Entertainer, laughter, Louisiana, Emmy, and Nemo.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Winner!
Oh, my God.
I'm like, my heart is in my chest right now. It's not even funny.
Victory is yours. It is so sweet.
Oh,
it is
man,
Sunday.
I'm shaking.
It is Ellen DeGeneres. Backstage passes. Can you
Lauren!
I cannot. This is surreal right now. Like, I'm shaking in my car right now.
Oh, you're going to meet Ellen. What are you going to say to her?
I don't even know. Like, I don't even know. Thank her, I guess, for what she's done. Me and my fiance are getting married this year, you know? So,
wow. You
know, thanks to people like her for treading the way. Like, it's amazing.
100%. I mean, she just has changed the world, right, Lauren?
She really has.
Yeah, and opened up that possibility for so many people and lived her life so proudly and so beautifully.
Yeah.
She's done so much.
Hey, listen, ask her for toaster. She seems to have a lot of those. Hey, Ellen, you got another toaster?
Oh my gosh, maybe she could marry you at the meet and greet.
Maybe she
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
I think she's ordained.
I
think she might
be. Cancel the
wedding
and have her do it.
Honestly, that'd be cool.
Caitlin's crying for
you. I was starting to fan my eyes, like who's cutting onions in here? I don't know what is this salty discharge coming from my eyes? I'm so happy
those are
for
your
you.
Tears,
I think there's onions in my car too.
Oh, so. I love this so much. I'm so happy you won.
I don't know how many likes you have on your most liked post, but you're about to break your record this weekend. I know that.
I think so.
Well, thank you. Listen, I know a long hour of just sitting and focusing on me is a lot to ask, but you focused on Shaw.
It's a lot.
I know. And I thank you for suffering through that hour to get all five words. You got the prize. Congratulations, all right?
Yeah. And everybody else listening right now who wanted this prize, it's pretty cool that someone like Lauren won. Big fan and just really excited. So we can all feel really good about that. Let me know. Canada is very excited today because we are going to space. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that we're going to partner with NASA to build a portion of their Lunar Gateway project, which would return humans to the moon by 2022. So the Gateway will be a space station. It's going to go orbit around our moon. And so astronauts and scientists are going to be able to travel to and from the moon regularly. And this is part of a long process of getting people to Mars. There's going to be a living space, docking station, research labs, and it's going to be over $2 billion in investment, just over $2 billion over the next 20 years going towards this project.
When?
Yeah.
20 years, you said?
Yeah, it's going to take 20 years. So, you know, it's a long project to get this Lunar Gateway going. I mean, it's called a Lunar Gateway, so if it took less than 20 years, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable with it. You don't want to build it too fast.
Yeah, you don't want to rush
that. Yeah, you're right about that, actually.
Get on up.
Think about that.
A couple of things, though, that people were pointing out, they were like, oh, interesting pivot there, Mr. Trudeau, from all the scandal. Good timing on this announcement. Maybe this was very planned, but it was also convenient following the scandal, the SNC-Lavalin scandal that we heard all about yesterday.
Yeah.
From space to race. I know. I can. Yeah, that was Meredith.
I'm growing an inch taller just hearing about
that. Okay. RuPaul's Drag Race is the race I am talking about. Season 11 began last night, and there was a very special guest judge for the premiere. Can you tell me which celebrity this voice belongs to?
Are you freaking out? Because I'm totally freaking out. Tonight is the season premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race, and I'm the guest judge. Make sure you watch, because I think I'm going to die after this.
How could that not be Miley Cyrus?
There you go.
Totally cool. That's Miley, of course.
So, Meredith, that's pretty well how you would respond to being on the show also. Right?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the Sarah McLachlan thing, I would cry. RuPaul, I would explode. Yeah, it's very, very exciting, because for the first time, we've got a Canadian on the show, and she is good.
Yeah.
She is good. And I got some tea. I went to a drag show on, you can tell I'm into this.
Yeah.
I went to a drag show on Sunday at the Opera House. Monique Hart from season 10.
stunning. She was there and she spilled a little tea saying our girl is going to do very well this season.
Really?
And that, in fact, when they get down to the final four, they shoot them all winning. And so they don't actually even know until we all know.
Oh, yes.
Wow. That's very clever.
It is. Wow. RuPaul is clever.
That's
RuPaul
the magic
good at branding.
Of TV.
Magic. So, yeah, she did. I'm not going to do any spoiler alerts, but Brooklyn Heights, that's our girl. She did very, very well last night.
Yep.
So Monique is not lying. So we've got one to watch. Plus, she wore a full Sparkle Mountie suit. Yeah, like a uniform.
Wow.
Full Mountie styles.
I can't wait to watch this episode. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to go Brooklyn. And the Jonas Brothers, lastly, they are back. They are trending, only this time around, they go simply by Jonas. Their new single is out today, and it's titled Sucker. I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you.
You know what's kind of amazing?
Yeah. Don't complicate that.
No, what I was going to say was the voices haven't changed a whole lot. Like, the Jonas Brothers we know now are grown adults, like, with women and children and whatever, but their voices sound pretty close to what they used to sound like.
Oh, you thought it was going to be like, I'm a sucker.
Yeah, I was thinking the Hanson effect was going to happen. Like, how Hanson singing Oom-bop sounds like grown men now.
Yeah.
Well, they kept their youth.
They kept their youth. They sound great. They look great. This is the first tune from a still untitled album that is going to be released. And to tease it, they are doing a full-on takeover of Late Night with James Corden all next week. Mm. They're also going to be performing on Carpool Karaoke. This is like the ultimate tease of their return. And if you haven't already seen the music video that accompanies this single, check it out. It features all of their significant others, Priyanka Chopra, Sophie Turner, Danielle Jonas, and that is available online to check out now.
Wow. So we finally settled forks up or forks down, I think. Is forks up
or down? We did it too hard.
I don't know if I'm settled on it.
I don't think so.
Whatever. Do what you please with your own dishwasher. But speaking of forks, I do want to speak about Barbados, that lovely flag with the trident on it.
Looks kind of good, like a fork. Segue, Jamar.
Like, it's not the most inventive, but thanks.
I was wondering. I was like, where is he going to go with this?
I mean, it's one of my favorite things about Barbados, even though I've never been there. Now, I am Jamaican. I've been to Jamaica. At this point, I go to Jamaica more than I go to New York. But I've never been to Barbados. Mm. Never been there.
It's like, beautiful.
Favorite things about Barbados?
I just feel like as soon as you step off the plane, like, the air is different. Mm-hmm. The scent is, you know, the water, everything about it. It's different than any other hot place I've been to.
Does Barbados just smell like Rihanna when you get off the plane or no?
Yes. Yes, it does. It smells how I imagine Rihanna.
In my head, it does. Yeah. That's what I would love.
If Rihanna smells like Banks beer. Then it's
Banks beer on the beach. It's such a perfect combination. The thing I really also like about Barbados, obviously the weather, but it's one of those places where, you know, the first time I went, I would look at the weather app and it would say rain. And I would think, oh no, rainy day. But you know what happens?
Sure.
The rain all happens at night.
Yeah.
So it's this perfect sleeping combination of, like, you hear the beautiful rain at night. Everything gets a nice drink of water, so it's lush and green. And during the day, the most you will have is a passing sun shower.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
It's paradise.
And I've always wanted to go to the Cropover Festival. That's their Caribbean carnival, their version. Cropover is fantastic. Rihanna got the thing popping too when she started Instagramming it. Everyone's like, oh, Barbados is the destination. Well, that is true here at Chum. Monday morning, we're going to help you break up with winter. A beach vacation for you in Barbados. All right, so Monday morning on Chum, we're going to be playing a Barbados boarding call, and you have to be called 25 to get through, to stand by and qualify for that great grand prize to Barbados. Please be here Monday so you can get out of Toronto.
Yeah, it's a good breakup.
The sun. Yeah, man.
This is a good breakup.
The best breakup ever.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.